Joining us on the phone line from the 7th Legislative District, Shelley Short. Hi, Senator Short. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning to you. Okay, what's the weather like over on the west side?
Well, it's pretty much overcast. There's a little bit of sun. There's a whole lot of clouds, and it was actually like 38 degrees this morning.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
I know. Nice. I know. It was cold this morning.
Yeah. A little chilly. Had to put on that sweater.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we've got some clouds overhead. Not much of rain right now in the Chelan area, but as you know, it's springtime and we're going to have that wet weather. And of course, that's good for our agriculture communities around here.
Absolutely. 100%. We got a lot of rain yesterday and definitely the west side of the state needs it too.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right. So, of course, the big news coming out of Olympia as we get into this week is the budget. And let's just start there, Senator Short. As you look at things, how are you sitting with the way things have fallen out?
Well, obviously, we're super concerned that the Democratic majority's budget relies on substantial increases in taxes. And we can talk about those as well. And we actually, Senate Republicans actually offered a budget proposal, a very real budget proposal with numbers, just showing how we could still obtain the priorities of the state and do it in a way that didn't raise taxes. We offered that amendment in debate on the floor Saturday. Obviously didn't expect them to take it, but we hope as budget negotiations go on that there might be some consideration of some of our elements of it.
And that was not what happened, was it?
No. They did not adopt it. We had, that's just not the way it goes. Interestingly, though, there were a few Democrats who voted against the majority's budget. And again, it's really about making sure that the state is financially sound and that we're not creating problems in the future. I think their budget continues down the path of paying things in the future, to the point that it continues to exacerbate what we've seen right now. It also only leaves $25 million in the rainy day fund, which is not good. The state treasurer has shared his concerns as well. And look, this is the first step of the budget. The House, I think they just passed theirs off the floor last night. And so obviously those two budgets will be negotiated. And at some point, the governor's going to be weighing in to see if he supports or accepts the way they've put the budget together.
7th Legislative District, Senator Shelley Short. Senator Short, one of the things to help people here is, now this is the operations budget, different than the one that Mike Steele was helping with.
That's correct. Yeah, Mike Steele helps with the capital budget in the House, and that was just made public yesterday, the Senate capital budget. So obviously they'll be having hearings on that, and then we expect to be on the floor on Saturday with that budget before us.
As you look back at what happened yesterday in the Senate Ways and Means Committee, there was a hearing on the Democratic tax proposal. A lot of people signed up to register their opposition. It was a pretty contentious hearing.
It really was. Look, the numbers continue to grow. The biggest focus in opposition, of course, is the property tax increase proposal. Over 43,000 people signed in opposed, which that's just blown records. But the bill itself raises the 1% cap by property growth and inflation. And there's no cap. So the House version has the 3% cap. And look, I get that local governments are challenged right now. And certainly there's a lot of things that they must do and they're suffering with inflation just like the rest of us are. But it's how it compounds over time. And I believe this proposal actually hurts those at the lowest income threshold. Renters most certainly will see increases. If you're that first time home buyer, and you could be, frankly taxed out of your home because as it compounds over time, it grows quite rapidly. Especially with the state share of the property tax, you know, the budget writers will just continue to accept those increases. And then it'll be up to local governments as to where, you know, as to whether or not they take increases. But I'd like to have listeners think about one piece. So local governments are a constitutional arm of the state. A lot of mandates come from the state to the local governments just saying, well, you know, we're going to mandate it and they pay for it. And I think this particular bill really opens that door wide open for more of that. They're just, instead of the state funding state priorities or state mandated things, you know, just let's think of just a lot of our court system and how the local governments must pay for that, indigent defense, all of that. The state should pay for it. If they're mandating that, the state should pay for it. I think should this bill be passed into law, I think the state will push more of those things onto the local governments to fund because now they have the taxing capacity to increase it.
Senator Short, what other taxes are on the table here?
Well, we had a couple that were also pretty contentious, obviously, for folks that are, you know, you think of the tech sector, you think of large businesses like Amazon, Microsoft, and that. There were taxes that were specific to them. They call it financial intangibles tax, stocks, bonds, exchange traded funds, that would increase tax. On that higher echelon, the other would be employer payroll taxes, and that would be a tax on large employers for any employees that are over a certain, you know, threshold. You know, and that's right now, that's about 176,000. So if you make that, which frankly, if you're on the west side of the state, you know, you're making those kind of, you know, salaries, in King County and just kind of the Puget Sound area over here, especially the tech sector and sometimes manufacturing as well. So that would be a penalty. It's a lot larger than what King County has done or the city of Seattle has done with its employers in its jurisdiction. And again, these are companies who can just pick up and move. You know, they don't have to be here in the state. They choose to be here in the state and we're grateful for that, but they don't have to. And so I think those two, I don't know if they'll go anywhere or not, but I think there are a lot of concerns that have been expressed with that.
Speaking of concerns, wildfire funding seems to be something we need to think about here in our area.
Well, and I am very concerned. There were reductions in funding for forest health. That was a lot of the work that Hillary Franz did as the past commissioner of public lands. Some wildfire fighting reduction. Now, just to be honest, what I'm being told is they reduced it to the numbers that are ongoing. So the amount of work DNR can do in forest health or the amount that is needed for, you know, for firefighting. But I get super concerned. You're going to pay for it one way or another. And I think this state has done a remarkably good job, as has our communities and property owners, to think proactively. So, you know, it may be fine for right now, but if we have a large fire year, you know, that really may be troubling. And so I actually have a meeting with DNR tomorrow to discuss this with them because I am concerned. You know, your Chelan has seen, you know, marked wildfire. North Central Washington is really, you know, an area where fire hits pretty frequently. And I just want to make sure that our state continues to be prepared.
Senator Short, any idea and glimpse into what Governor Ferguson's thinking?
You know, he has said that he's concerned about some of the tax proposals and that he really doesn't want to go that direction. He wants the law enforcement funding, which, by the way, isn't to the amount that he would like. Talked about $100 million for grants to hire additional law enforcement. That's been a big issue for him. I don't know. I hear he's going to be doing a press conference here pretty soon talking about the budget. But to me, it really doesn't go in a direction that he initially talked about. So we'll see.
All right. Senator Shelley Short, 7th Legislative District. Always great to have you on the phone line, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate yours as well. Thank you.